It's KRCU's Going Public, and I'm your host, Marissa Ann Lewis-Thompson. Have you ever thought about drinking wine from a can? Well, new research shows some millennials are not opposed to unconventional methods of wine packaging. Joining me in the studio is the study's author, Dr. Nicholas Johnston, an assistant professor of hospitality at Southeast Missouri State University. So tell me, like, what did you find out? What do millennials like? Is it can? Is it in a bottle? Does it matter? Does it taste different? Tell me, like, what did you find?
Well, I would say first and foremost, and that's actually has a lot of answers to it. But I would say first and foremost, you can't beat things in terms of what drives us to purchase something. Because from my perspective, which is a marketing consumer behavior, mm-hmm. I want to know what drives you to that retail shelf. What, when you're looking at that retail shelf, what drives you to this product or this product? Is it the bottle? Is it the price? Is it the type of location that you're in? So one big overarching theme that I found out based off the research is that millennials were still attracted to, we're still price sensitive, right? A lot of us are starting our careers. We're young in our careers. We might not have the disposable income to buy high-end wine. So we're price sensitive first and foremost. Mm-hmm. We know that we might not be able to purchase that $50 bottle of wine or $40 bottle. So we're going to be staying in within a comfortable price range. Next to that, we're going to look for familiar things. So brands that we might see on a regular basis, maybe like your Sutter Homes or your Yellowtails, for example, brands that have some good recognition because we like things that are comfortable to us, things that aren't too odd, right?
Right.
And I think that's just a human perspective. Within that, what do we like, cans versus Tetra Paks? Well, my research shows that we're attracted to cans, bag in the box, and single serving. But what really makes it interesting is the perception of design and functionality of the packaging. So
what do you mean by that design?
Absolutely. Which sounds a little.
Because, I mean, when we think about cans and alcohol, mm-hmm. we think about beer. That is the one thing that comes to mind. When we think about cans and alcohol, beer always. But alcohol or wine in a can?
Yeah. Where does that come from? Well, think about it like this. And this is one of the directions I took with the research. Let's say you are going to the Johnson Shut-Ins this weekend, right? And so you're going to a place where you're going to be outside and there's rocks, there's water, there's a lot of people. Maybe you're going to the beach as well. You're really having a big 750 milliliter bottle isn't necessarily functional for those kind of situations. Would you agree?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So it's not really easy to maybe bring a big old glass bottle, and you might be prohibited from bringing any glass onto the property. So first and foremost, the situation might motivate the purchaser. So in those kind of situations where you're in a place that prohibits glass bottles, or if you're camping, let's say, and you might want a single serve container, a can might actually serve that need for you. So one of the things I did ask is what situations would prompt you to use or to purchase alternatively packaged wine. And I found that it was gathering with friends and then outdoor activities, a combination of camping, hiking. We looked at beach and lake outings, and those all scored about the same in interest. So we found that people will seek out these types of products when they're in specific situations.
So it just depends.
It depends. Exactly. It's not really a straight answer, because if you're maybe out on a anniversary date and it's your 5-year anniversary, you might not appreciate it if I break out a 6-pack of canned wine.
So it's all about just kind of the situation, the mood which presents itself of what kind or how that you would introduce wine into that environment. Would
Absolutely.
It be in a can, whether it be in a glass bottle? Does it taste different?
I would say, you know, what some of the, I would say, anecdotal research, so maybe not speculative research, if you will, says that there is a slight difference in taste. Most novice drinkers are not going to tell much of a difference. However, what we do see is a difference in perception, which is what's interesting. So,
perception.
Correct. So if the packaging has certain aesthetic qualities, if it appears modern, elegant, sophisticated, exciting, fun, then also functional, convenient to use to the consumer, then they are going to have overall higher quality perceptions of the wine that's inside, regardless of the product.
Hmm.
Isn't that interesting? So when we look at something, when we look at any type of packaging, and this is based off of previous research in other areas, is we have different perceptions of products based on the packaging. If it looks cheap, then we a lot of times assume that the product inside is probably...
And that it's not good.
It's not good, exactly. And with wine, what makes it so interesting is that 750 milliliter bottle, or even that champagne bottle, we equate those bottle shapes, sizes, forms with quality. And so when we introduce alternative packaged wine, in the past, typically it's just been assumed that it's just a lesser of quality, when in fact a lot of producers are putting really good grapes and really good wines into those packages. Take, for example, Bota Box. They have some fantastic wines that win awards all the time. And I've had a lot of different Bota Box. I've tried just about every different alternative packaging out there that I could get my hands on, and including cans and different types of producers, the limited producers there are that are serving canned wine. And to be honest with you, there is a little bit of a difference. But if you took two of the exact same products and put one in a can and one in a bottle, there would be very little difference, if really no detectable difference. And actually, it's arguable that the alternative packaging is better for preserving the wine than the traditional bottle.
How is that? Because you would think that with, I mean, you have, obviously you have pop in a can, you have beer in a can.
Right.
But you would think over time you would have that taste.
That metallic taste, right?
Yeah. With a bottle, you can sit that in your cellar for years.
Absolutely. So some of the things that wine doesn't like. Wine doesn't like light, and wine doesn't like air. Those two things diminish the quality of wine rapidly. However, what's kind of interesting when you cellar a wine, typically for wine that we're going to age, we want it to have certain characteristics, certain qualities that indicate it will age well, like having a lot of tannins in it. But also one of the things about aging is there is a little bit of breathing, because corks, although, yeah, it's shoved in there pretty tight, they're actually very porous, and they actually do breathe a little bit. And now in alternative packaging, and the proponents of alternative packaging will argue in favor of it because it actually helps preserve the wine longer. It cuts off oxygen, and the alternative packaging typically has better protects the wine than a glass bottle does, because UV light can't penetrate those packages as easy as they can a dark colored, or especially a clear cut colored bottle. So actually that alternative packaged wine would hold and preserve that wine better than your bottle.
Well, what about preservatives? Would you have to put preservatives in there to make sure it doesn't get like mold or something in the can? How do you know if it's fresh?
Well, one good indication is that they don't have any extra air in there, and they're completely sealed off. So, for example, if you have a bag in the box, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you have that box or that box of Franzi, if you will, or that Bota box, well, as soon as you stop pouring, it immediately cuts off, and it doesn't let any air get into that bag. So, because there's no air introduced in there, and there's no light penetrating that bag within that box, then that wine arguably is going to last a lot longer and taste fresher and hold up longer than the same product in a glass bottle.
Really?
Yeah.
I would have never imagined, though. Yeah. I mean...
However, you cannot, but the thing is, the hook is that you can't age it. So for really fine wines, it doesn't behoove, if you will, the producer to use an alternative package for a really nice vintage, because of that reason, and also because of the quality perceptions. Because although, yes, millennials, through my research, I did find that they were attracted and that to these alternative packages, and they did appeal to them. We still have to say that with this grain of salt, which is that the traditional bottle still kind of reigns king.
What about for eco-friendliness? You would think that it'd be a little bit better, especially for people who cook in the kitchen with wines.
Absolutely.
You don't have to crack open a fresh bottle and then have it wasted.
Absolutely.
You're not going to drink it as fast. You can have just the amount you need when you're cooking.
Oh, absolutely. That came up a lot in my focus groups. There was a talk of the single serving discussion, and a lot of the focus group participants noted that exactly what you just said. They want to have a little serving, maybe a glass and a little cooking that night, so they don't want to open a whole bottle. Well, not only the single serving, but also the bag in the box can help you with that, because you're preserving the wine longer, which is the fear when you cork a bottle, when you open it, right? You're immediately introducing air, and then conceivably you're introducing light as well because it's out on the shelf. And so it's automatically decreasing in quality. So as soon as you open it, it's going to decrease, which is why it goes quote unquote bad after maybe a few days, right? Same idea of maybe a carbonated beer, and you open it up and it loses its carbonation over a while, right? That carbonated effect goes away. Well, with alternative packaging, it's like you're basically sealing it back off, and so the next time you open it, it's almost like it's new again, which is great, especially for your casual or high-frequency consumer.
Thank you so much for joining me. I really do appreciate
it. Absolutely. It's my pleasure being here. Thank you for having me.